Chase away my heart and heartache. Run me over, throw me over, cast me out. Find a river running to the west wind. Just above the shoreline you will see a cloud. Tie me to a tiny wooden raft. Season, pledge allegiance.
WRCT is supported by Spac Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spac Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spac Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spac Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so we heard a few tracks there. That last one is the latest from Y Oak. I learned it from you. Before that, a great track from Sufjan Stevens, Will Anyone Love Me? And if you get a chance, read about kind of the impetus for that album. His partner passed away, and it's kind of interesting to read about it. And it's a bummer because it's hard to hear these tracks without, you know, without listening through it without that lens. Before that, Billy No Mates with Blue Bones, M83 with Mirror, Caroline Polachek with Dang, and we started off that set with I Don't Know You by Mannequin P. All right, this is a band that's coming to Pittsburgh in December. I believe they're playing at Spirit. This is Bar Italia with Sky Linney.
Everything you take your gun, wash you out of the sun.
everything you
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, so we heard some pretty awesome tracks. That last one was the newest from Proto Martyr, and that's Make Believe, and that sounded a lot like Nick Cave to me for some reason. Before that, one of my favorite Ladytron tracks has been remixed, and that's Destroy Everything You Touch, the Space Motion remix, and I love that song. Before that, Hannah Jadagu with Say It Now. And we started off the set with the newest from Bar Italia with Sky Linney. And I believe they are from Italy. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're not Americans. And that track's awesome. Like, this new Bar Italia album's pretty good. Like, I really like the production. Sounds like it's, I don't know, like 80s. Like on a tape or something like that. Like it sounds pretty cool. So it has that throwback type of production, I guess. Okay, so this is the newest from Tourist. This is A Little Bit Further.
We'll be right back. underneath disappears. What once were days will feel like thousands of years. But who's to say it isn't better this way? Look at me, now I'm free, you'll survive.
So we have some cool shows here on WRCT that you might want to check out. One of our shows is called Yogi Juggy. Here and now, everywhere, from deep house to shoegaze. Listen to everything, here and there, everywhere, every Thursday from 11:30 a.m. only on WRCT. And that's Yogi Juggy. And you should also check out Sick. Tune in to Sick, where we throw the rule book out the window and embrace the pure chaos of metal, hardcore, and EDM. Man, that's a pretty insane like combination. Metal, hardcore, and then EDM. But yeah, that's a show on here. We're talking earth-shattering riffs, guttural growls, and skull-shaking bass drops that will leave you breathless. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. And also, you should check out, if you get a chance, we have Anatomy of the Ear coming up next week. And I'm going to be playing an hour of art pop. I think it's next Sunday at 10. But we have all different genres throughout the weekend, 1 hour blocks. And yeah, definitely check it out to hear some cool music. All right, speaking of cool music, we just heard the newest from Metric. That was Just the Once. Before that, L.A. band Cherry Glazer with Soft Like a Flower. Before that, the Japanese House with the Boyhood. And we started off that last set with Tourist a little bit further. And I really love Tourist. They do some really awesome remixes for other bands. And I shouldn't say they. I think it's just like one guy. Yeah, I think Tourist is pretty great. Okay, what do we have up next? Maybe one of the best band names ever. It's Slaughter Beach Dog. And if you just heard it like Slaughter Beach Dog, three different words, you probably wouldn't think it's that great. But I think what's great about it is it's Slaughter Beach, comma, dog. So it makes like zero sense, but it's awesome. That's why I like it so much. This is Slaughter Beach Dog with Strange Weather.
Saw the light, would I know? She tipped
And that was Mitski, Bug Like an Angel. Before that, Sharon Van Etten with Quiet Eyes. Before that, MJ Lenderman and Wednesday with How Do You Let the Love Into Your Heart That Isn't Split Wide Open. And in case you haven't heard, Wednesday is going to be in town in January, I believe, at Thunderbird. And we started off that set with Slaughter Beach Dog with Strange Weather. And that, everybody, wraps up the new and newer music show this week. I will not be back. Well, I will be back next week, but not with the show. I will be playing an hour of art rock during our annual Anatomy of the Ear weekend, where you will hear different genres of music every hour starting on Friday. And the genres are just weird and bizarre. So, yeah, tune in and check out what everybody is doing. But until then, have a great weekend. Oh, and tune in for Quartz in Session, which is coming up in a moment or two. Bye, everybody.
There is continued panic among even senior Democratic officials about new polling related to Joe Biden and the question, can Joe Biden win in 2024? It's a predictive question, so obviously all we can do now is speculate and say, well, this piece of data signals us one way and that piece of data signals us another way. But there is indeed growing concern. We're going to talk about why, and then I'll give you my sense. And by the way, my interest in this and my perspective has zero ideological or emotional attachment to Joe Biden. I don't care about Joe Biden in the sense that I don't idolize or deify elected officials. I care about what are my options, which is the best option, and who am I going to vote for, and then evaluating what they do. Cults of personality are not interesting to me. All of the sort of sidebar stuff is not interesting to me. So let's start. What is going on? Well, former senior advisor to Barack Obama, David Axelrod, considered a bright and insightful, thoughtful guy by many, is urging Joe Biden to drop out. And the reason that Axelrod says Biden should drop out is indeed that recent polling from the New York Times, Siena, that we looked at yesterday from over the weekend. Now, I already told you some of the limitations of that polling, but let's first look at what Axelrod had to say, and then we will evaluate it. Axelrod putting out a tweet on Twitter, now called an excretion on X, where he said, quote, "It's very late to change horses. A lot will happen in the next year that no one can predict. And Biden's team says his resolve to run is firm. He's defied conventional wisdom before, but this will send tremors of doubt through the party. Not bedwetting, but legitimate concern, referring, of course, to that New York Times polling. Continuing, the president is justly proud of his accomplishments. Trump is a dangerous, unhinged demagogue whose brazen disdain for the rules, norms, laws, and institutions of democracy should be disqualifying. But the stakes of miscalculation here are too dramatic to ignore. And lastly, David Axelrod saying only Joe Biden can make this decision. If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. What he needs to decide is whether that is wise, whether it's in his best interest or the country's. So Axelrod primarily making this declaration on the basis of the Siena New York Times poll, which, as we discussed yesterday, says that Joe Biden is behind in five critical swing states, which he won in 2020. So let's review once again the polling data. As far as the poll is concerned, a year out before we even have official nominees, hypothetical general election polling is of limited value. It's tough to get data that will represent the situation a year from now when it is this early and we have Trump facing 91 felony counts and none of those criminal trials have started. Biden is not officially the nominee, although he's going to be. Trump is not officially the nominee, although every sign is pointing to Trump is going to be the nominee. We have an economy that is clearly doing well and I believe is generally improving rather than worsening, although things can certainly change in the year that is to come. And again, there are some details about this Siena poll that are a little bit questionable. Number one, the partisan split has been questioned as not representative of the general voting public. If you speaking of Siena polling, if you think back to the day before the 2022 midterms of a year ago, Siena said Democrats were going to lose Congress by 4 percentage points, generated a ton of headlines, generated a ton of fear. It's a disaster. And the outcome a few days later was close to a tie, close to a tie. So there is certainly.